there's a video on here where I spoke about the butterfly theory, or a beautiful butterfly roaming freely, and how men find that woman who's wild attractive, right? And so they want to take that beautiful butterfly and put her in a box and domesticate her and possess her and basically make her feel small, which then she loses her light and her value, because her value was in the fact that she was roaming freely and beautifully and it was wild, right? But once you put her in a cage, put her in a zoo, put her in a box, right, you take out her value, you take out that light or that beauty that you once saw in her. I want to shine light on the fact that we can't always project outside of us as if someone's putting us in a box, because we all have free will. And sometimes your love for that man or your love for that woman will make you want to make yourself smaller to fit into that person's life. When you meet someone, you know that that person can't provide for you everything that you've been needing emotionally, spiritually, mentally, intellectually. You know that they don't have all that it takes, and they know it too. Yet you still entertain that relationship, you still entertain that person, knowing right from the jump that that person can't provide you the space for you to grow and be beautiful and wild and free. So what you do is you love them instead, and you shrink yourself to make them feel comfortable. You put yourself into the container that they provide. When you first meet someone and you're first getting to know them, right, they're coming forth with a container. And you might be looking at that container like, I can't really root down deep in that. That doesn't really look like I can expand in that. That doesn't really look like I can really be growing in that container. Yet you still decide to be transplanted and root yourself into that container, which that container could be that man or that woman that you're getting involved with. Know that you yourself chose to be planted into that container. And there might be a point in time where you decide that you're ready to expand beyond that container in which that man or woman can provide you. So you're gonna have to uproot and go along somewhere else, to another container if you desire, or to just be wild and free and roam and plant yourself into Mother Earth. That means cutting off the connection, letting people go who don't give you the space to grow. Not letting yourself stay in containers that just make you feel small and comfortable. And also not staying in those places or relationships where you're not getting nurtured, where you're not getting the water, where you're not getting the sunlight, where you're not given a container where you can grow, where you're not prospering. If you're in a relationship where your light is dim because the sunlight isn't coming in, where you're not getting enough water, so you're dehydrated and your leaves are starting to wither, and the container isn't even allowing your roots to go down further, it's time to move on. It's time to uproot. If you find yourself continuing to just uproot from relationship to relationship to relationship, and you keep just going from one container to another container, and one container is this big, and then another is this big, and then another is like maybe this big, so you're like, oh, well, that looks like a good container because it's bigger than this container. Babe, let yourself be in you. Let yourself find you. Let yourself be in your own container for a while. Expand yourself, expand your roots, so that when a man does come in, he will see that your roots go beyond the container that he can provide for you, and he won't even try you. Oof. He won't even try you, because now you have worked so much on yourself, that your roots have grown so much, that the only thing that can support you is Mother Earth. That the only place, the only container that you can be planted in is Mother Earth, because your roots go beyond any container, any box that someone else could possibly try and put you in. Those men will see your roots and be intimidated. They will know that they don't have what it takes to support you. They will know that they don't have what it takes emotionally, mentally, spiritually, intellectually, financially to be that person for you, right? They won't even be up for the challenge, baby. They will run the other way. They will find another woman whose roots can fit into the little planter box that they're willing to provide for her, to the little container that they're willing to provide for her. And she will be like, yes, that's perfect for me. Let that other woman be that for that man. Stop entertaining men who do not have the capacity or the space to allow for you to become and bloom into everything that you have the potential to be in this lifetime. It's better to be alone than to be in a container that doesn't support your growth. It is better to be alone than to be in a container that doesn't support your growth.